Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the B8 Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Greg Bell. Welcome, one and all. Some of you via invitation where applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day forever. However you got here, thank you for doing so. Continue to come back and pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so, one star seed at a time. We appreciate your efforts. We're now in our sixth year of doing 3 audio shows daily and my YouTube offering, which this is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Like us, share us, give us a thumbs up, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And every day we have 2 probing questions in the description of each individual show pertinent to the subject matter at hand. Each every day we have a couple broad categories, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today, continuing to talk in a prelude, is my next upcoming in-studio guest, Isabella Thor, joining me once again at the end of the month, embraced around her mid-month newsletters, and the subjects at hand contained within those said newsletters. So we'll take a 10-second break. We'll be here probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the prelude show as to the subject matters that we'll be talking about in our next episode when she joins me in studio Thursday, the 28th of March. At this taping, it's Tuesday evening, the 26th. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Stay with us, and thanks for joining. Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you via invitation where applicable. My 2 church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily. My 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the B8 Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. And let's segue into the first part of today's show here. Isabella Thor, been with me a couple of times this calendar year for the first 2 visits this year around on the radio show. I met her in Podmatch last year, Life. We never actually got together within the confines of last year. It took that long to get us as this year became. And here we are, we're off and running. Now when she gets here on the 28th, and then all the subsequent months thereafter, April, so on and so forth, through the end of the calendar year, and good Lord willing, beyond. So again, as I said in the opening, they're embraced around her monthly newsletters in the mid-month of each month as she generates those, and then as she comes within those existing months, that's the context of what we talk about, is what's contained in her most recent newsletter. And then, of course, your questions as you interlope and interlap and ask them by leaving your voicemail messages here at the voicemail message board at the show. So, questions for actually yourselves and maybe Isabella when she gets here. I'm going to quote from her newsletter in a moment, but I want to get to the probing questions here now. Taking a deep, calming breath. So the subject matter is entitled Little You in quotation marks and New You in quotation marks, a self-concept. Have you ever struggled with the idea of a right in quotation marks, R-I-G-H-T, and a wrong quotation marks way to approach self-improvement? How can you identify and challenge these perfectionist tendencies within yourself? Have you tried to implement a new self-concept practice before? What were the challenges and successes that you experienced? Do you find the concept of effortless effort, quotation marks, do you find that paradoxical? How can you embrace this idea in your own journey? Share an example of an ordinary thing, quotation marks, that you do consistently that has led to extraordinary results in your life. Continuing with other general questions, perhaps, what are your biggest challenges when it comes to holistic healing and well-being? What topics would you like Grandpa Bill and Isabella Thor to discuss in future upcoming episodes? Have you tried any of the tips or techniques shared on the podcast when she's been with me on the archival shows, when she will be with me in 2 days, and then moving forward each and every end of the months, moving out in 2024 and beyond? If so, what were the results if indeed you've had the opportunity to try the tips that we discuss anywhere along the way, a couple of shows under our belt now, the upcoming ones, and so on and so forth, wherever you come in? You know, you may be hearing this show 5 months from now for the first time, or whatever combination, the prelude before the existing interview, vice versa. So, another possible question, do you have any questions for Isabella Thor regarding this upcoming appearance and then the future ones on the shows? And we really, really, really would love to have an on-air open Q&A. We're working towards that based on your response and interaction in helping us out by leaving those types of voicemails. So what questions are we answering for you that we've come, you know, prepared and do within the courses of the archival shows? What are we maybe not answering for you? Again, you know, having that from yourself helps us to enhance our meetings together. And Isabella, as she always does and did the last time, she'll extend that offer directly when she gets here to speak for herself again, reaching out to herself directly as the practitioner. And of course, here at the message board, whichever, you know, facilitates your comfort zone. We're here to help. So leave a message at the voicemail mail, at the message board here at the show, voicemail-wise, and encouraging all of our listeners to share their experiences with the little you and the new you, all in quotation marks, self-concept, practicing by leaving a message for the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. We're asking listeners to share a specific ordinary thing in quotation marks that you do consistently that contributes to your overall well-being. Now, when she gets here to do so, wherever she wants to go with the questions, whether it's this episode coming up or moving forward, I always give all my hosts, co-hosts, suggested questions to keep the flow going in whatever direction they choose to go in. Then I just follow their lead, they're my guests. And then wherever they go, I just adjust the, you know, my questions accordingly. So, perhaps in the next episode, moving forward, or perhaps not at all. It's all good. We're all friends here. So, a potential question for Isabella Thor. Can she, you know, direct to herself, can you, Isabella, elaborate on the concept of little you and new you in a bit more detail? I'm sure she's going to do that by rote when she gets here, but we can ask her that specifically. How can listeners identify their little you tendencies that may be holding them back from growth? Again, from the expert being herself, asking her to do so when she joins me on here to do so. And myself just simply being the porcelain junction box as the host and asking her these questions. Continuing with a few more here. What are some practical tips listeners can implement to begin integrating the little you and new you self-concept into their daily lives? Again, a probing question potentially for Isabella from me to her when she gets here. Couple more. How can listeners manage feelings of discouragement when they experience setbacks in their self-improvement journey? One more. And do you have any insights, meaning herself, when I ask her that, or experiences you'd like to share regarding the little you and new you self-concept since your last appearance here on the show? So, deep calming breaths, starting to phase out. We'll incorporate it all into one longer session. Thanks for your patience in doing so. That'll help us keep it north of 30 minutes in its entirety. We should be able to finish this up, in 5 to 7 more minutes. Deep calming breaths. So we talked about self-concepts, holistic healing, transformation. Isabella Thor, of course, the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour show. The little you, new you theory, ditch perfection, and effortless effort, the art of effortless effort. So the prelude today of her appearance next on March 28th on Thursday at time of taping with Isabella in studio at that time on my radio show here at the Blog Talk radio show where it will be aired. Paved the way for the, you know, next series of whatever she authors in her blog next month and so on and so forth, as the end of the month shows follow the mid-month blogs in her newsletter. Isabella will share the practical tips and strategies to help you embrace this concept and witness the power of ordinary things done consistently to create extraordinary results in your life. So effortless effort, self-improvement, holistic wellness, ordinary magic, and consistency is key. Little you, new you, BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Shutting the little you to embrace your new you with Isabella Thor this upcoming Thursday. Beyond perfection, the little you and the power of transformation. Unleashing your new you, a conversation with Isabella Thor. The art of effortless effort and how to make change stick when she gets her to expand upon that. Ordinary magic, the power of consistency. And from struggle to flow, mastering effortless effort for transformation. She'll encompass all of that and cover it going back in our archival shows up to presently as the pivot point for our subsequent shows moving forward. So little you, new you, transform your self-concept with Isabella Thor. Ditch perfection and embrace growth. Effortless effort made simple. Consistency is key. Holistic wellness journey. And we'll be considering including a location-specific main podcast, main mentor moment, wellness main to attract more and more audience members with your help by participating, yours, mine, and ours, and theirs. My guests, their social media, and so on and so forth. Many of my guests have their own podcast shows as well. So you can also use a call to action, interaction with Ask Isabella or Grandpa Bell to encourage the audience engagement. Remember to keep the interaction with your voicemail messages at our voicemail message board. So that's the Prelude Show for today. Before I close out, I'm going to read her existing newsletter for those of you that might not have it or are familiar with it as of yet. And that will give you an idea of what, when she gets here, what her, just a few short days ago, this month in March, was her most current newsletter. So verbatim, quickly, and then we'll say bye-bye for today. Now, this is her newsletter, verbatim, so it will be herself, not here to be first person as we speak. So I'm narrating it as if it was herself first person as she authored it. So verbatim, nothing has gone wrong. You can only feel off and think something has gone wrong if you believe that there is a right, quotation marks, way, and a wrong, quotation marks, way. Most of the time, that's just perfection, and that doesn't exist. Also, this is a new self-concept practice that takes time to integrate into your life effortlessly. Don't you love how meta, M-E-T-A, this is, verbatim, from Veda, I'm sorry, from Isabella, that's another good friend, Veda, but Isabella, Thor. Effortless requires effort in the beginning because you're a beginner. Effort makes converts impossible, or converts, improbable and inevitable. One leads to the other in succession. So you're converting impossible to improbable, or improbable to inevitable within those three categories. One more time, because I stumble bumbled that a little tiny bit. Converts impossible to improbable to inevitable. And then those steps, you know, along the way. Verbatim, still from her newsletter, continuing, and because I can't help myself, meaning herself, Isabella, as the author, and sprinkle this sentence everywhere like sublime seasoning. Ordinary things done consistently create extraordinary results. Her words in closing now, again, herself, Isabella. Finally, as I stumble with it, taking a deep, calming breath, finally, thank you for reading, you know, her newsletter where applicable and her blog at isabellathor.com, whichever the case may be. You may be a recipient. Let us know that at the voicemail message here at the shows. Continuing a little bit more from her newsletter, these nutrition letters are now broadcasted. Here we go. And thank her, I am, for what you're about to hear from her last newsletter. These nutrition letters are now broadcasted by a local radio host in Maine, USA, as these letters come out each month. Radio host Grandpa Bell and I, meaning herself, Isabella Thor, dive deeper and answer your questions. If you have any questions for our next show, please send them my way. And then again, from her newsletter, meaning herself directly, Isabella Thor, and you know, all the contact information there, by all means, contact her directly. We're in this together. She's the practitioner. And for sure, leave your messages here at the voicemail message board, whichever facilitates your comfort zone, to cut right to the chase. If you feel that kind of degree of urgency or what have you, please do that. She's encouraging that, and I'm encouraging her to do that. And we, you know, I made that suggestion in, I don't know, a couple of shows ago. That's what we want. That's the purpose of the shows moving forward. So finishing up, a couple of last sentences of her newsletter. Here is the audio link, you know, within the newsletter to our conversation, meaning hers and ours, for the last nutrition letter meeting in February, which was entitled The Slow Breath and How to Cut Down 80% of Your Unnecessary Stress. Back in February, our show braced around her then February newsletter. In a couple more, her finishing up, my private functional nutrition practice is currently accepting new clients, meaning herself and her practice. Here are the conditions I help resolve. And she, you know, they're clearly defined and listed at isabellathor.com. So probing questions in closing regarding little you, new you, self-concept, going through them real quickly in the description of today's show. In closing now, have you ever struggled with the idea of a right and wrong way to approach self-improvement? How can you identify and challenge these perfectionist tendencies within yourself? Have you tried to implement a new concept practice before? What were the challenges and successes you experienced? Do you find the concept of effortless effort paradoxical? How can you embrace this idea in your journey? Share an example of an ordinary thing you do consistently that has led to extraordinary results in your life. Keep calming breath. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to holistic healing and wellness and well-being? What topics would you like Grandpa Bill and Isabella Thor to discuss in future episodes? Have you tried any of the tips or techniques shared on the podcast so far? If so, what were the results? Do you have any questions for Isabella Thor over and above the ones we're framing regarding her upcoming appearance on the show? Please do leave a voicemail message. We are encouraging our listeners to do so, to share their experiences with little you and new you self-concept practice by leaving voicemail messages at the BH Sales Kettle Cup Holistic Healing Hour message board. Share a specific ordinary thing that you do consistently that contributes to your overall well-being. All of these questions are framed in the description of today's show. Going to start to say bye-bye for now. Continue to join us. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups. Yours, mine, ours, theirs. Literally being blessed myself with these shows, having global exposure. I've been blessed that I've interviewed people literally around the world. Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, psychotherapists, doctors, authors, business entrepreneurs. Pretty much the gamut of subjects, always under the umbrella of food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Reiki, Tai Chi, Qi Gong, workouts for geriatrics, main mentor moments in business and life, parts of my audio shows. Everybody at this juncture knows people are perplexed at what's going on at the world at this juncture. No anxiety here, no fight, no flight. We work together to calm that one star seed at a time. We support all animals being driven out of their natural environments worldwide. Feral and rescue pets for sure. Domesticated pets have the same challenges. Good clean foods, healthy foods, and medications being challenged in the world arena right now. Tainted soil, air, water, environment. And of course, there are people, plants on this planet and this planet as a whole, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself for sure, the porcelain junction box, putting in touch with all of these fine goodwill ambassadors, paying it forward. We do this daily. One more time at the YouTube channel, Grandpa Bill or Bill Holt at 8792, Bill Holt at 8792. Give us that thumbs up, like us, share us. Please do subscribe. We're looking for the 100th subscriber there. We got a ways to go. We could use your help. Love to see that happen in the next 30 to 45 days. Personal strive and goal to aspire for that. I think we're at 65 and counting. Join us each and every day. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a peaceful and safe and productive day. We'll see you all the next time around. Peace, everybody.